Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to our series on heaven. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at different aspects of heaven, and what we've discovered so far is that heaven is both a place we go to when we die, but it's also something that we're living right now. It's something that we can live and should be living right now. That we are born for eternal life, and that eternal life has started already. You have started your journey to eternal life already. And we saw last week that the Lord, when He is able to find a home within us, and that home is love for other people, when He is able to find that home within us, He brings with Him the reward of heaven. And what is the reward of heaven? Joy, happiness, peace, comfort, all those things that we truly long for in our lives, only the Lord can give it to us, and it's found in love. When we are able to reach out, give of ourselves to others, and joyfully it is received, we too receive joy from the Lord. So our life of heaven is now, but we're living in this physical body. And at some point in our lives, we all die. Right? They say two things are certain in the world, death and taxes. Okay? Death is going to come to all one of us, each one of us, and it's a death of the body. And so we're going to look today at what does this process of dying look like? What happens when we die? What happens when we die? And there can be a lot of fear around death. And so what I hope to do today is to share with you an idea of heaven, an idea of the Lord, an idea of dying that can bring comfort to you if you're thinking about death at some stage in your life, or if you've had those pass on before you that you love. Something that can give you comfort as we move through life. I want to start. You can read along in your pew card. We're going to read from Scripture. John 14, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in love and believe in my word. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." So the Lord's promise to us is that He wants to draw us up into heaven. He wants to draw us up to Himself. And part of that idea is that the Lord is constantly protecting us. That's going to be the overarching theme for today. The Lord wants to protect us. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. When we think about dying, we need to realize an important aspect of the life in this body. And that important aspect is that we are spirits living in a physical body. Let us read from the book True Christianity. "We have all been created in the spiritual world and the physical world at the same time. The spiritual world is where angels are, and the physical world is where people are. Because we have been created that way, we have been given an inner and an outer life, an inner level so that we can be in the spiritual world, and an outer level so that we can be in this physical world. You know, that's such an important point there. Not only to understand death and dying, but to understand our purpose here in this world. That we are not just this physical being. That we are actually a spiritual being that happens to have a physical body. To realize that we are actually spiritual. And that's what the Lord wants to draw our minds to over and over. His kingdom is not of this world. He's trying to get us to lift our minds up to that realization. There are bigger and better things for us, and they are spiritual. We read from the next reading, Heaven and Hell. When someone's body can no longer perform its functions in this natural world, in response to the thought and affections of its spirit, which is derives from the spiritual world. So let me stop there. The life that we have in this body, we have this life because life is coming in through our spirit. Okay? Spiritual life flowing into us and into this body. So when the body is no longer able to support that spiritual function of housing us, then we are said to die. We are then we say that an individual has died. This happens when the lungs breathing and the heart's systolic motion have ceased. The person, though, has not died at all. We are only separated from the physical nature that was useful in this world. The essential person is actually still alive. I say the essential person is still alive because we are not people because of our bodies, but because of our spirits. After all, it is the spirit within us that thinks, and thoughts and affections together make us the people we are. Okay. We are not our physical body. We are not the covering that we are in. As I was speaking to the children. The covering does not matter. It's the spirit within us that truly matters. And it is the spirit within us that the Lord truly protects. The Lord wants to protect our souls because it is our souls that are everlasting. The things of this world will pass away, but our souls will last forever. And so the Lord's protection is for our souls. And we are born into this world, we're born into this physical body so that we can learn to choose to love. We are born into this physical body so that we can feel a separation from the Lord. And everyone feels that separation. But that separation allows us to freely love, freely respond to the Lord, and when we respond to the Lord is able to draw us near to Him. And it's through that spirit, through that inner life that we're talking to the children about, that inner life is what the Lord is concerned about. So when bad things happen in this world, and bad things do happen to very good people, illness, accidents, other people's bad actions affecting us. Bad things happen to us in this body. But the Lord hasn't abandoned us. The Lord is protecting our souls. Things of this world will pass. The coverings that we have of this world don't determine who we are. It is our soul. And so the Lord protects that, even through the bad times, even through the difficulties in life. The Lord is protecting our soul because that's what goes to heaven. So when we think about death and about dying, we need to have that clear understanding of the physical and the spiritual. And that death is but the passing away of this physical aspect of our life. And we move from one world into the next. Now, I don't know if you've heard about near-death experiences. Have you heard about that? Okay. I know some in this congregation have experienced that. Now, we can look from a science perspective and we can say, those near-death experiences, you know, they just hormone levels and all sorts of chemicals, and that creates this feeling that we go through. Or in the new church, we look at these things and we say, wow, there is confirmation of what we already know. Near-death experiences are different for each person, because each person has their own relationship with the Lord, and so it varies. But there are underlying themes within those experiences that relate back to the spiritual reality that the Lord is protecting us all. And the experience that He takes us through is there to protect us. Now, in the new church, Emmanuel Swedenborg was given by the Lord the ability to see into heaven, but also to experience the process of dying. So 300 years ago, he wrote a book, Heaven and Hell, and was able to experience the process of dying, but understand it from what was happening behind the scenes, what was happening from a spiritual perspective, what the Lord was doing in that process that was protecting us, that was guiding us. And so we're going to look at some of the aspects that we are going through, some of the experiences that people have had to understand more this process of dying. What happens when we die? Now, the first aspect of dying that people will report, or that moment between their heart and lungs stopping and then being resuscitated, that moment of physical death, people will tell you about leaving their body. Perhaps they are in the room among the doctors and the nurses, if they're in a theater or something like that, or perhaps they are above their bodies looking down, or perhaps they just feel themselves moving through a darkness or a space. There is that idea of being drawn, of movement. I want to read to you from the book Heaven and Hell. You can follow along in your pew card. It's the verse, it's the paragraph numbered number one. So this is Emmanuel Swedenborg, his experience. So he writes, I was enabled to perceive that, and even to feel that there was a pull, a kind of drawing out of the deeper levels of my mind and therefore of my spirit from my body. And I was told that this was being done by who? By the Lord. And is what brings about our resurrection or resuscitation. So the Lord is in charge of this process. Please come in. Please come in. So the Lord is in charge of the process. The Lord is protecting us along the way. The Lord wants nothing more than our peace and our comfort as we go through this process. So it's done by the Lord. And then Swedenborg starts to talk a little bit more about what is happening at the same time. He said, I also saw angels from the highest heaven, from the highest kingdom, some at a distance and two sitting close to my head. And the angels who were sitting beside my head were silent, simply sharing their thoughts with mine. And when these are accepted by the deceased, the angels know that a person's spirit is ready to be let out of the body. When heavenly angels are with people who have been awakened, they do not leave them because they love everyone. The highest heavens are those that love the most. And we spoke earlier on about love should radiate from us. There should be a sphere, a presence with us of love and care that radiates out from us. And so you can imagine if you close your eyes and you think about two angels sitting by your head and they're just radiating the highest love, the deepest love into your being. People will report things about that warmth, that unexplainable joy, that peace that they feel as they have this near-death experience. The Lord sends His angels to be with us. The process of dying is not one of shock and horror and fear. The Lord wants the process to be as peaceful and as calm as possible. So He sends His highest angels to give us that sphere of warmth and comfort and peace. And that's an underlying theme that people report in their experiences. After those heavenly angels have been with us, we move on through a process and we read about what comes next. Paragraph 3. When we leave the presence of the heavenly angels, angels from the Lord's spiritual kingdom arrive. So that's the next step down. Through whom we are granted the use of light, since before this we could see nothing but could only think. One person in the congregation shared with me their near-death experience. And they were probably in that first space. They could sense the warmth and the peace, but they couldn't see. It was a darkness, but a shimmering darkness. It couldn't quite explain. It was dark, but yet not dark. Or we have other instances of people saying they're going down a tunnel. So it's darkness and there's a point of light that they're heading towards. It's mainly darkness and they're heading towards the light. Swedenborg reports this in verse 4. He says, "It seemed as though the angels rolled back a covering from my left eye towards the center of my nose, so that my eyes were opened and able to see. I could see a clear but dim light, like the light we see through our eyelids when we first wake up. It seemed to me as though this clear, dim light had a heavenly color to it, but I was later told that this varies." That's our experiences are going to vary. But the idea is that we start off with a sphere of warmth and comfort and peace, and then we are brought into the light of heaven. Into that light, be able to see anew. So once we enter into the light of heaven, one of the most common questions we have is, will we be able to see those who have passed on before us? Will we see our parents? Will we see our loved ones? Swedenborg writes this, he says, "When we first enter that world, none of us can be prevented from interacting with parents, siblings, relatives, and friends who have died. At the same time, every husband first looks for his wife, and every wife looks for her husband. Their spouses, as well as their family and friend, introduce them into various social groups." So there's this idea that once we're in heaven, or into this new world, we can start to interact with people. And what allows us to connect with people is love. Love never dies. The love that we have for someone remains for eternity. And so those who have passed on before us, whom we love, that love draws us to them in the next life. That love never fails. And then we're introduced into various groups and various social networks. Because there's something that the Lord is trying to do in meeting up with people. We read over the page now. We're on the last page. Heaven and Hell, number 450. When our spirit leaves the company of angels, we are welcomed by the good spirits who are accompanying us and who also do all they can for us. However, if we have led the kind of life in the world that makes it impossible for us to be in the company of good people, then we want to get away from these as well. Okay, so we're trying to find a place. We're trying to find a fit. Right? The Lord says, I go to prepare a place for you. So what is this place? So this moving around and associating with different groups and people, this happens as long and as many times as necessary until we find the company of people our earthly life has fitted for us. Our earthly life has fitted for us. Here we find our life, and remarkable as it may sound, we then lead the same kind of life that we have led in the world. Let me pause for a moment. The world that we first enter is not heaven and it's not hell. It's called the world of spirits. Remember, the Lord has drawn each person out of the body. He has drawn them up, but at that point there has been no judgment. Right? So we first enter into a world where we can still be the people we were here on earth. If we were wolves in sheep's clothing, we can still be wolves in sheep's clothing. If we are very ordinary people with hearts of gold, we are still ordinary people with hearts of gold. We enter into the life that we lived here on earth, into the same loves that we have here on earth. And so this is just the first phase of the process of getting us either to heaven or to hell. Right? And next week, we're going to start looking at, well, what is the next step in the process? What allows us to get to heaven, and what is the judgment that sends us to hell? And it's probably not what you think it is. So it'll be interesting to look at, what is that judgment next week? But the Lord is in charge of the process. The Lord is protecting you every step of the way. The Lord is wanting the best for you. And you're not going to end up in a place that you don't want to be. Okay? You're not going to end up in hell and go, but no, I want to be in heaven. Okay? It doesn't happen like that. You, Lord has prepared a place for you. And you will find that perfect place. And why has the Lord made that perfect place? Because He wants your happiness for eternity. The Lord wants us all to be happy to the fullest. And He wants us to continue growing in that happiness to eternity. So the Lord is guiding, is protecting us, taking us out of this body, and introducing us into a world where we can find a perfect fit. Next week, we'll look more at the next step. How do we enter into heaven, or how do we end up in hell? So join me for more next week. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for the most beautiful experiences that people are able to share with us about their transition into the next life. And Lord, as we learn more about it, as we think more deeply about it, we can see that you are always with us, that you are caring most deeply for our souls, that things may happen in this physical life, that accidents might happen, illness might strike, and our physical bodies might be left behind. But Lord, we know that you raise us up, that you draw us out of this physical body and draw us up towards you, taking us carefully and calmly and peacefully through a process that we might enter into a new life. And Lord, as we think about how we can prepare in this life, Lord, you teach so many things in your word about love and care of your heavenly kingdom. And Lord, will you move within us that we might take on the responsibility of a heavenly life now, that we might walk with you and talk with you and reflect on our life, that we might know how best to work with you in preparing for the life to come. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.